All right, good evening, everyone. We're going to begin tonight a little bit of Hilchos Pesach. So we're going to skip a little bit forward in the Kitzer to Simen Kufchas. So the title of this Simen is Dine HaChitin VaKemach LaMatzos, the laws concerning the wheat as well as the flour used for matzos on Pesach. So writes the Kitzer, Ksiv Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. So the midst of the Torah tells us that one should guard the matzos. So writes the Kitzer, what does that mean? Mikan Shetzvichen Lishmor Es HaChitin L'Shem Mitzvahs Matzah. Or L'Shem Matzos Mitzvah, I should say. Shelo Yava Alei Amayim. That teaches us that the flour, or he says actually that one is supposed to watch the wheat, specifically guard it, for the purpose of mitzvahs matzah. The purpose of the mitzvah performing matzah. For the purpose of using it for matzah to perform the mitzvahs on Pesach. However, uladas, now the obvious question is, at what point in time must one begin this shmira? At what point in time must one guard the wheat in order to ensure that it does not become chametz A, and B, for the purpose of the mitzvah? Uladas, ktsas min gulay poskim zecharon beracha, tzrichen shmira zu mishas ketzira ve'elech. So some poskim hold, for from the time the wheat is harvested, even before it's ground into flour, one must guard the wheat, making sure that it does not become chametz, and actively setting it aside for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah. Aval aminah kuka poskim, desagiluhu b'shmira mishashem olichen osa letchon ve'elech. But the minhag seems to follow the majority view, which is that what? That you need shmura matzah, but shmura from when? It has to be guarded from the moment that the wheat is ground into flour. At that point in time, one must make sure that the flour does not come in contact with water. Vach, hamedaktikim ha-mitzos, choshishin l'shmira, mishas ketzira. V'chei nochol lasos. So just to frame this in a contemporary fashion, interestingly enough, all matzah you have for Pesach is shmura matzah. All matzah. That's even the striped matzah that you buy, the Yehuda matzos. Why? Because those matzos that are kosher the Pesach matzah are shmura mishas tchina, what we call. Meaning the flour is guarded from the moment that it's ground up. So it's guarded, make sure. That's called shmura matzah. What we colloquially call shmura matzah today, you know, the stuff that costs $20 a pound. So what we call shmura matzah, so that's shmura mishas ketzira. That, the wheat itself is guarded and set aside from the moment that it's harvested. See, interestingly enough, the majority opinion sides with the shmura mishas techina, that as long as the wheat is guarded from the time that it's ground into flour, technically speaking, that's good enough for Pesach. However, the Kitzer writes, but the medaktikin, those who are careful ultimately with mitzvos, will use shmura mishas ketzira. Will use ultimately the first type of matzah that's guarded from the time that the wheat is cut down. So he goes on, he says a couple of other things. I'm just going to skip a little bit. Alkein, roi v'nachon liktzar ba'ot sheish ktas mari yirokes, mi she'af shalom mechitin shmur mishas ketzira, l'cho yimei achag matov. Now the kids, this is something very interesting. If possible, to use real shmura matzah over the course of the entire yontiv, writes the Kitzer, matov. That's certainly best. Meaning he's referring to shmura mishas ketzira, what we call shmura matzah, that the wheat is guarded from the time that it's harvested, that's best. This, by the way, also goes in line with the statement of the Vilna Gaon Megra, has an interesting idea where he writes that every single time you eat a kezayis of matzah over Pesach, you fulfill a biblical mitzvah. So the Gra says, therefore, because that is true, one should try to use shmura matzah over the course of the entire Pesach. However, writes the Kitzer, he says, v'imlav, let's say a person can't use shmura matzah over the whole Pesach, either because A, of cost, or B, just because one doesn't like it. I'll call upon him lahader bazel lemitzvah lematzos shalasedir b'shnei alelos. But even if one is not going to use shmura matzah, meaning shmura mishas ketzira, matzah that is guarded from the time, the wheat that is guarded from the time that it's harvested throughout the entire yontif of Pesach, one should at least be sure to use this type of matzah for the mitzvos of matzah at the tusidar. Here, Balam Tmitzah Shneh, Marad Nechavitz Man Sitko, Yagdo Torah Viadir.